coordinator, for giving me the floor. And I would like also to add my thank to you for organizing this discussion, and to as well as the panelists for their presentations. Our delegation would like to share information on the efforts of Ukraine in risk education and practices which have been applied in Ukraine to raise awareness among population. In the context of unprecedented size of mine and ARV contamination, which now equals 142,000 square kilometers, and dramatic increase of civil victims impacted by mine accidents in the result of the Russian aggression against Ukraine, which now equals 693 confirmed cases, resulting in 1,007 civilians killed or injured, along with thousands of combatants killed or injured as a result of mine explosion. Ukraine gives great importance to informing the population and to educate civilians on risk posed by mines and other explosive devices. National Mine Action Authority of Ukraine continues to play a key role in coordinating efforts, risk education, and raising awareness among the population. To make those efforts more effective, Ukraine adopted the relevant amendments to the Mine Action Law and Governmental Operational Mine Action Plan. The adoption of those amendments made it possible not only to improve the methods of risk education among population, but also provide help for all mine accident survivors, as well as their families of those who killed in mine accidents, and to include them into social, financial, and labor programs provided by the government of Ukraine. According to the government mine action plan, the Ministry for the Reintegration of the Temporary Occupied Territories of Ukraine, in synergy with the Ministry of Internal Affairs and other ministries, continues to inform citizens about the mine threats and provides information to the population about the risks associated with explosive devices. Risk education have been incorporated in school and university education programs in Ukraine. The Center for Social and Humanitarian Response, which was established last year, continues to promote implementation of state policy in mine countermeasures. In particular, in the context of informing the population about the danger of explosive devices, it also provides assistance to the victims, promotes rehabilitation, labeling, and drawing up special maps. In cooperation with the International Center for Humanitarian Demining, the National Mine Action Authority of Ukraine has launched an interactive map of the areas contaminated with the mines and ERV, which is also available in the mobile apps. In the framework of educational national campaign, relevant authorities of Ukraine have redoubled their outreach efforts among the population on the procedures and rules of behavior in case of detection of explosive devices. These efforts include broadcasting of thematic videos at public places such as railway station, trains, subways, distributing booklets and other informational material, broadcasting thematic TV and radio programs, making outreach to the general public, workers and employees of enterprises and organizations, providing relevant trainings, etc. Since the beginning of the war against Ukraine, almost 44,000 informational and educational events with a focus to the different gender and age categories have been held in Ukraine with participation of more than 1.5 million of people. We also have established 13 mobile groups on risk education in different regions of Ukraine, including Donetsk, Dnipropetrovsk, Zhytomyr, Zaporizhia, Mykolaiv, Odessa, Kharkiv, Sumy, Chernigiv, Kyiv regions, in order to reach out to more people as possible. These mobile groups have conducted 2,300 events in different regions of Ukraine and reached out 157,000 people. I will stop here and thank you very much.
Agradezco a la representante de Ucrania por su